Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Please be advised, this show contains coarse language and sexual themes and is not suitable for a younger audience. Listener discretion is advised. Previously on Supermarket.
We're working with the Golden Cross, a charity that helps provide homeless children overseas with clean water and school supplies. So be sure to push the customer lightly, of course, to donate anything they can. Every penny counts.
Aww, a collab with the homeless. We love.
Look, every single magazine, they all have Carson's face with his sex tape scandal all over it.
We absolutely cannot put that out.
No, we must. It's pure comedic gold.
I will not have you gaslighting me into thinking I'm a bad person because I don't want to donate to a charity box that probably doesn't even really go to children.
Take that back!
No! Get off of me!
Carson, get off him! Get off!
I hope you don't mind. I let the reporters in. They want to talk to you, bro. Big comeback!
I absolutely do mind. This isn't the comeback I envisioned for myself.
Okay, well, one reporter offered me $100 to do a sit-down interview about my experience with you. I promise I'll say all good things.
There's a swarm of paparazzi outside. Can I please do something in the back? Restocking, unboxing.
Well, we have had a great misalignment of inventory in the wine section lately, and I have some suspicions it has to do with theft. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I will assign you as the undercover shopper.
Secret shopper is the perfect gig for me. One, I can hide from the public in plain sight, and two, I can utilize my acting chops to catch the thief. Josh, the press, they have found me, so I have no choice but to flee.
I'll be returning tomorrow in a new and reinvented version of myself.
My undercover era.
How are you taking a cab, let alone paying for this? You have no money.
We can thank the Golden Cross for the donation.
Carson, that's for charity.
Right now,
I am the charity.
911 Podcast presents Supermarket, created by Adam Marciano, Adam Blanford, Joe Diaco, Antonio Cordero, and Alexandria Benoit. Directed by Antonio Cordero, Alexandria Benoit, and Adam Marciano.
Good morning, everyone! We finna be on the news in 2 minutes!
What?
Everyone, to the break room! I repeat, to the break room!
Are the aliens finally here?
No! Better!
Oh, we on TV! Oh, that's scarier!
Ah. I'm sorry, what is happening?
The interviews we did yesterday about Carson working here is about to air.
Oh. Hey, give me the remote back. I was watching that.
Shut up, Bernard. We're on the news.
Today, we are reporting outside of the Sing Sing supermarket where it's being rumored that the disgraced superstar Carson Carson has landed employment. We're also being told that within the 24 hours of him working here, a death has already occurred to a staff member and a customer has been physically assaulted by the star for reportedly not donating to their supermarket charity box, which allegedly Carson later ended up stealing.
What?
Not important.
We got to interview some of the employees here at the Sing Sing about their experience working with the shameful star, and it's not looking great. Here are their words.
He's an absolute menace to this supermarket and to society. And to my digestive tract.
As much as I hated Rusty, I would pick him to live over Carson.
I don't like his attitude.
Look, he's a hypocrite. He gets mad at a customer for not donating to our charity box, but then steals it when he needs it for a cab ride home. I'm his brother. We live a 5-minute walking distance away.
I hate talking bad about people, and as the HR person for the supermarket, I really shouldn't, but he is
seriously deranged.
Oh, Carson? Carson will be the reason our supermarket closes down. Mark my words. It'll burn. Burn, I tell you. Scene. Sorry. Just wanted to be dramatic for TV. I used to be an actress. Hi, Mom. Anyway, I've already started looking for other jobs.
I love him. He's a great dude. Team Carson all the way!
And there you have it. We never got a chance to speak with Carson himself, as witnesses say he fled the scene through the back door, dramatically clutching what we now think is the infamous charity box. If that doesn't scream guilt, then I don't know what does. Anyway, back to you, Diane.
Well, snap. I did not get the memo we are shitting on Carson.
Shitting on Carson? No one shits on Carson. King Carson doesn't get shat on!
Jump scare, trigger warning, Carson.
Carson? Is that you?
Of course, you idiot. Who else would it be? Jesus friggin' Christ!
Why the fuck are you wearing that? What the fuck is on your face?
Why the fuck does he sound like that?
Do you like it? It's my new image.
No offense, bro, but Halloween was a few weeks ago, my guy.
It's a prosthetic nose. Duh. It's pinching my real one, and it's painful. I'm in my undercover era.
Undercover era? What does that mean? I'm sorry, I don't speak Gen Z.
We're in California. You're in a turtleneck and three layers of coats. You look like a tourist from Tuk to Yaktuk or some shit.
It's the hot pink camo ski pants for me.
Are those my boots? I, for one, think the fit's fire. But yeah, not feeling the prosthetic nose.
Okay, I don't care what any of y'all think, all right? I woke up bright and early and watched a few tutorials on how to do a prosthetic paper mache nose. And it took me 2 hours to make myself look totally unrecognizable. I felt like I was back on the set of my straight-to-DVD 2018 film, The Lady and the Troll.
Of course you play a troll.
Actually, I played the lady. Thank you very much. Any rate, listen up. Suhail thinks there's been a robber on the loose at the store. The wine's inventory math ain't mathin' lately, so here I am to save the day. Despite what y'all think of me, I'm a team member, I'm a team player, and I am here to catch the killer! Robber. Whatever. I will stop at nothing, absolutely nothing, until I get justice and justice is served.
We should really bring back bullying.
I second this. Let's start right now.
As your HR girl, I say please don't. As your regular civilian who has to witness this nonsense, I say please do. Anyway, so what you're saying, Carson, is you're the undercover shopper?
Precisely.
Did Sahil approve of this? There's no way Sahil approved of this.
Well, actually, he said something along the lines of, he gives up and he's done with my shit, so therefore I can, quote, do what I want, which I went ahead and took that as a way of him saying I have creative freedom.
Carson, to be an undercover shopper, you have to fit in. Look normal. That's the whole point. This is absolutely absurd.
Well, I can't just be my true self. People are gonna recognize me. They already have recognized me. They're gonna remember my beautiful face. So I had to think quickly. Think outside the box. What will make me so hideous, so heinous, both facially and style-wise, that people will have no choice but to look away and voila, the end result.
Life isn't just one big movie set, idiot. Snap back to reality. Get some therapy, why don't you? Oh no, wait. You couldn't afford that.
All right, everyone. We're opening in 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Eek! Places, people. It's showtime. No one talk or pay attention to me all day. That was actually one of the rules I had on the set of Lady and the Troll. I forbid the entire crew or extras to make eye contact with me due to how hot and stunning I looked. People magazine said I was difficult to work with, but I just say that showbiz, baby! Okay.
For the record, bro, I want you to know that I was the only one that said good things about you on the news this morning. Oh, and you crushed it in Lady and the Troll. I cried. Sobbed, actually. Even maybe had a bit of a crush on you, bro.
Okay, yeah, no, too much, Elijah. You're doing too much.
Yeah, no, sorry. You're right.
He became sitcom star at age 15 until a hacker leaked a video that showed his peen. What a cruel mistress, the fame machine. He went the way of Roseanne Barr and Paula Deen. He moved back with his parents, had to get a job, but his resume was lacking, things were looking hard. Found himself begging the owner of a grocery store. Carson, sitcom star. Rags are riches, riches are rags. Price and stickers, grocery bags. Clean that spill in aisle 12. Carson's career has been shelved.
Boo.
What is it, Penny? I told everyone not to talk or look at me.
Right. I just wanted to come by and see how it's going. Find anything suspicious yet? Any leads?
No, nothing yet. But the perpetrator could be amongst us. Could be anyone. Could be that man over there. Could be you. Crime never sleeps, Benny. It never sleeps. You would know based on those wretched eye bags of yours. Have you tried any eye serum lately?
Fuck you.
Get back to work.
You're not my Oh. Ha ha. This is gold.
What is? Also, did you just say ha ha?
Turn around. The paparazzi are back again. Just wait until they find out how you look.
Don't you dare expose me!
Newsflash, genius. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out you're in a disguise, buddy.
Oh my god! Is that... That can't be...
Who? That woman that just walked in?
Veronica West! That bitch!
She
was my co-star on Jewish-ish. Thanks for watching my hit show, Penny. Ugh. Anyway, I don't know who's worse. Her or Ember? Oh my god. Here she comes. She's walking right towards us.
Act natural.
Crisis mode. Crisis mode. Okay, I'll be over here. Just looking at the cereal. Do not look or acknowledge me. I swear to God, Penny. I swear to fucking God.
Hi, excuse me. Do you work here?
Obviously. Unfortunately. What can I help you with?
I'm Veronica West. From the hit TV show Jewish-ish. Do you own a television?
Sorry, I don't watch trash television.
And I don't come to trash grocery stores, yet here I am.
Was that supposed to be offensive?
Any hoosers, I'm here because I'm actually in town filming a movie, and this morning, while I was having my breakfast at the Four Seasons suite before I had to go to set, I watched on the news that this is the infamous supermarket that my ex-co-star Carson Carson allegedly works at. I wanted to see if it was true for myself and, you know, pay my respects to his dead career.
Yeah, seems to be just a rumor. Sorry you wasted your time.
That's weird, because TMI posted a photo of him attacking a customer in the same uniform as you.
Must have been AI. You know how crazy those deepfakes are these days.
Well, in that news clip this morning, you all did interviews. I even remember seeing your face, actually.
Look, woman.
Miss West, to you.
Woman?
Ah!
I don't know what to tell you. He is not here.
I don't believe you. I know he's here. I can feel his toxic energy. I can smell his desperation. I can taste his ick.
I mean, if I had met this Carson you speak of, I would surely agree. But I don't.
I will find him. Mark my words.
Cool.
Have a nice day.
Good luck with that.
Thank you, Penny.
Oh, trust me, I didn't do that for you. I did it because I just wanted her to leave ASAP. I didn't think anyone could be more insufferable than you, but somehow she outdid you.
You think she's more insufferable than me? How dare you? No one outshines me.
No one! Fuck my nose.
There we go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
I spotted the person who's been stealing the wine. Damn it! Why you gotta steal my thunder like that, Wanda?
Come quick!
You know, this was really supposed to be my moment. Yeah, I want to be the one who solved this crime. I want to be the one who pounced on the wine predator and take him down, throw them in jail. I want to be the one that grabs them by the neck and look them in the eye and say... Mom?
Mom?
Oh my God. Carson's mom's the wine thief?
Oh my God.
My mom's the wine thief.
Go on. Attack. Pounce. Whatever you were saying. She's right there.
No, I can't. I can't do that to my own mother. My own flesh and blood. There must be some sort of explanation for this. Maybe she's going to buy them. Yeah.
She's looking around and stuffing them deep in her purse.
Oh, she has two more bottles in there.
Oh.
Yeah, anyways, I'll go file a report and notify Sukhil and call the authorities. I'm sorry, Carson.
No! Don't you dare!
Well, I have to.
Oh.
It's the right thing to do.
Yeah, now you decide to do the right thing. How many times have you boned customers in the custodian room, Wanda? And I never reported you.
Oh, two times. That was just two times. I'm not a whore. Maybe three. Four at the most. So what? You're gonna use that against me forever. Screw you.
What's going on over here?
Josh. Mom's the killer.
The killer?
He means thief.
What? Mom's the wine thief?
Oh my God, she just took another bottle. I'm gonna be sick. I'm gonna be sick.
She's shoving it down her pants. Oh my God.
Cheap wine too. Oh, how could she? At least steal something classy like Pine Nut Noir.
You mean Pinot Noir.
Shut up, Josh. Now's not the time to practice your comedy bit. We're in a crisis.
Attention shoppers, this is Veronica West speaking to you. Yes, you can believe your ears. It's the Veronica West.
Great, add that to the list. My fucking arch nemesis is speaking on the PA like she's Sky Daddy.
I am looking for my near and dear friend, former co-star, fallen actor, Carson Carson. I know you're here somewhere, boo. Come out wherever you are. Me and 30 of my closest Pat friends want a pic of us hugging and reuniting.
Wait, that's it. We're gonna frame Veronica West and make her take the fall for my mom's klepto ways.
Oh, how could you? That's corruption.
And how exactly do you plan to pull this off?
Easy. Josh, you go talk to mom while I walk past her and take the bottles right out of her purse. I already look huge with two coats on, so I'll hide the wines in there. Then I'll walk up to Veronica West, give her that big hug and reunion shot that she wants for all the paparazzi outside. But as I'm hugging her, I'll drop the bottles of wine into her purse. She'll be so distracted by my nose and hideousness of my undercover look that she won't even notice it happening. Then bam! Just as she thinks she's humiliating me in front of all the cameras, I'll get the final laugh by finding the bottles in her purse, pull them out, and hopefully have her arrested in front of all the cameras outside. Reverse Uno, baby. Ha!
That's actually not a bad plan.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but genius, yeah.
I don't know, you guys. What if this backfires? What if the truth comes out? Great, now I'm an accomplice to this plan. What if we get arrested for planting evidence on her? She's rich. She could sue us. I can't afford to be sued or get arrested. Can you imagine what they'd do to me in jail? Can you? Oh, I'll never be able to use soap again.
Snap out of it, Wanda! You will not go to jail!
That's the most energy I've seen you have, like, possibly ever.
Oh, well, I used to be a child star before I became dead inside. So the theater kid in me jumps out from time to time.
Everyone! Mom's walking over right now! Penny! Wanda! I need you to head to the back and call the police. By the time they get here, I should have the evidence planted on Veronica. Places, everyone!
It's showtime! Oh, fuck my nose. Go on.
Okay.
Everything to you is really a performance, huh?
I'm sorry, is that a question or a statement?
I don't know about this. Oh!
Shut up, Wanda. Let's go. Action, Carson.
Thank you. Someone finally gets me.
Wait, what do I do?
Ugh, just talk to Mom. I'll walk past her, grab the bottles that are poking out of her purse, and keep on walking. Don't hesitate. I know you're a shit actor, Josh, and that I took all the talent in the family, but try not to be robotic when you talk. She knows you're robotic when you lie, all right?
I just can't lie. You know I can't.
Well, lie. Mom's life is on the line, okay? Here she comes.
Oh, hi, Joshy.
Hello, woman whom first me.
Cop the wine.
I just heard on the PA system that they're looking for Carson. Something about an old friend?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Where is he? He must be here somewhere. All the paparazzi are outside again. That's how we must know he's close by. My superstar son.
Don't, no, don't care. Just very busy.
Are you lying about something? You're auto-tuned again.
No, I am not lying about anything.
Yep, auto-tuned. Thumbs up.
Sorry, many tasks to complete. Must depart conversation, scanning for Carson. Farewell, mother, who birthed me. Glitching. Thank you. Got to go.
Okay, honey. See you at home.
Bye.
I hate when he glitches like that.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you serious? You have no idea where he is?
Nope, none. Sorry.
Did you check the back?
I checked. Not there.
You're joking.
I never joke.
All right, look, Eli.
Ooh, a pet name already. Take me out to dinner first.
Let me get this through your ear hole. You tell me where he is, and I'll give you a fat kiss in front of all those paparazzi outside. You'll be the talk of the town and have that picture to brag for the rest of your life.
Are you for real?
Oh, I am so for real. I am dead ass. Now, where is our favorite idiot?
No. No. No! I am a loyal friend. I refuse to tell you.
Oh, Veronica West.
Ew, what is that thing?
It's me, Carson. I'm in disguise as a secret shopper, can't you tell?
Bro, what the heck? You told me not to expose. I could have gotten a kiss.
Oh, please, in your dreams.
No, in mine.
No freaking way. Carson? What are you wearing? What is on your face? Look, I know going to a minimum wage job must be hard, but didn't realize it would age you this horribly.
Oh, Veronica, you have not changed one bit. It's just prosthetics to hide my beauty from the general public, as I'm an undercover shopper here. But watch out. Don't steal. I may just catch you.
Oh, how sad.
Not as sad as you. Let me guess. You're in need of some attention and publicity, so you're gonna hug me so that the paps outside can get a great shot of us reuniting, huh?
If anything, I'm giving you the publicity by having you be seen with me. But I do love giving back to the needy.
Oh, I am known to be very charitable. Come here, you silly girl. Give me a big hug.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Oh my god.
Red wine all over my Gucci!
Oh fuck.
And my white pants!
Carson County Police?
We're responding to a shoplifting incident?
It's her, officer! She's a thief!
Shoplifting? Wait a moment. Were you trying to plant wine on me? And frame me for theft?
Holy shit, is that Veronica West?
Oh my god, it is! I am so fangirling right now! Where's my autograph book?
Yes, it is I. And no, I wasn't trying to shoplift. I'm too rich for that. This lunatic was trying to plant these wine bottles in my purse and accuse me of stealing.
Yep, this plan backfired.
Well, it seems pretty cut and dried to me. You're obviously rich, and this man is obviously homeless.
And not just homeless, like scary homeless.
What? No. I'm Carson. I'm just in a disguise.
Yeah, sure you are. And my name is Timothée Chalamet.
Oh, please. Don't be ridiculous. You don't even have a single hair on your head.
Hands behind your back.
Oh, my God. It's over. My life is over. I'm going to jail. Lock me up. Throw away the key. Just take me now.
What did I do?
What did you do? You're being charged for planting evidence on an innocent, beautiful, sexy civilian and for lying to the police and wasting our time.
For whatever that is on your face.
It's paper mache.
And for stealing our charity box.
You monster.
Oh, and for manipulating people to be a part of a sick, sick plan. Oh my God, I just snitched on myself. Why did I just snitch on myself? I am a moron.
And you're also under arrest for just being Carson. That tape. Ugh, that tape. I could never unsee it.
What is happening? Why is Carson getting arrested? Oh, my God. Is that the Veronica West? Why is she in my store? Why is she covered in blood?
No! My baby! Is getting arrested!
I did this for your klepto-ass mother! I did this for you!
Sometimes I feel like I'm trapped in a bad radio sitcom.
Take him away, officers!
All right, let's go. Let's get out of here.
Get off me! How is no one gonna help me? I work here! Someone help!
Free Carson! Free Carson! Free Carson!
If I made t-shirts, would anyone be interested in buying them? Okay. Hey, don't shoot the hustler.
Carson, it's your lucky day.
It's been everything but. You call this lucky?
Oh. For some reason, some lunatic decided to bail your ass out.
Oh my God, thanks, Sky Daddy.
Let's go.
Freedom at last.
How you weren't jailed for that horrid tape is beyond me. I guess this was your time served, although it should be 25 years to life.
Rude. There was nothing illegal in the tape.
Doesn't matter. The world was collectively offended and disturbed by it. I haven't had sex with my wife in months thanks to you.
Whatever.
Oh, there
he is! My baby!
Carson, your stupidity cost us 15 grand for your bond, asshole.
Actually, your wife's sticky fingers did, thank you very much.
Joshy told me everything. He told me your master plan was to save me from being arrested for stealing. I want you to know, I am so, so sorry. I am. I can't help myself sometimes. I just hate paying for things. So I take! It's such a rush! But it almost cost my son his life. And that is why I'm gonna change and get help. I signed up for Shoplifting Anonymous, and I start my first group session this weekend.
Glad you're getting help, Ma. Now, can we please get out of here? Jail truly ain't for me.
Whew. Really? Because I figured you'd enjoy it, especially when you drop the soap.
Dick!
Dad!
Dick, stop being a dick!
What? Can't make a gay joke these days either?
Sheesh. Oh my God!
What is it? What, Dick? What? Come on, what?
Now what?
I just got a TMI alert. It's your mugshot.
Oh, your face.
The prosthetics. This will go down as the worst, most ugliest celebrity mugshot of all time.
Well, fuck.
That's no nose. It looks like a scrotum.
You look hideous.
Well, you wanted to be famous, you yutz. Congratulations. Looks like you made it.
Guess that wraps up my undercover era. Time to rip off the nose. 3, 2, 1.
Ah! Ow!
Supermarket stars Adam Murciano as Carson Carson, Alexandria Benoit as Ember, Sujith Varghese as Suhail Singh, Ryan Rosary as Elijah, Chris Burton as Josh Carson, Angela Mariano Thurston as Wanda, Robin Deverett as Penny, Douglas E. Hughes as Bernard and Dick Carson, Janelle Herron as Hillary. Guest starring Michelle Dorian as Veronica West and Yvette Dudley Newman as Edna Carson. Additional performances by Christoph Bryjack, Zach Anderson, Adam Blanford, Joe Diaco, and Emma Nossel. Directed by Antonio Cordero, Alexandria Benoit, and Adam Murciano. Written by Adam Murciano, Alexandria Benoit, Antonio Cordero, Adam Blanford, and Joe Diaco. Executive produced by Adam Murciano. Produced by Michelle Dorian, Courtney Spaxman, and Antonio Cordero. Sound design and dialogue editing by Adam Murciano. Recorded by Michael Grundy at Winchwood Sound and Carlin Nicholson at Pineship Sound, Toronto, Ontario. Theme song by Joe Diaco. Theme song performed by Andriana Shabbat. Special thanks to ACTRA Toronto. For more on Supermarket, including bloopers and behind the scenes, check out the show notes. Supermarket is a 911 podcast production.